The Stranger by Katya Slonwalski. Narrated by Lily Ward. The first thing she notices when she wakes up is the familiar sound of the coffee maker and the distant noise of the voices on the radio. For a couple of seconds, she finds it hard to place the sounds. It's ordinarily quiet when she wakes up. She is always the one who gets out of bed to start the coffee maker. And as the two of them call it, to heat up the shower. She begins her usual morning routine. Her husband stays typically in bed for a few minutes, warm and cozy under the duvet. But not today. She reaches her hand out to the right and touches the empty spot next to her. The duvet is folded up, and the soft indentation in the mattress feels cool under her hand. Only a slight hint of body heat lingers in the cotton sheets. I'm so stupid, she thinks, as if the coffee maker started itself. Of course, he must have gotten out of bed before her. She usually has no problem getting up in the morning, but today she is tired. Normally, she stretches in the shower, but today, maybe because she has the whole bed to herself for a change, she stretches her body out as she lies there. She presses her body against the mattress, tenses her buttocks, and moves her arms slowly in a big circle above her head. The floorboards next to her creak. Her husband is standing in the doorway, or, more precisely, his silhouette. For a moment, she wonders if she has forgotten something. Is it her birthday? Is it his birthday? She goes through several possible events in her mind. Is it Christmas? Does she have a flight to catch? A doctor's appointment? Nothing. Morning, he says, and steps into the bedroom. He hands her a cup of fresh coffee, black as always. Morning, she replies. He sits down next to her on the edge of the bed. He tells her that it's late, but that he didn't want to wake her up, but she will be a bit late for work.
You're not sick, are you?
He asks her. And she shakes her head, takes a sip of coffee, and burns her tongue. They sit like that for a while, talking about when they will be home from work and what to have for dinner. They make plans for the week. He asks her again if she is sick. If she's sure she doesn't want to stay home with him today, he can finish up a bit earlier that afternoon and they can take a long walk. She laughs and says that her new boss probably wouldn't like that band, and then she gets out of the warm bed to get dressed. He stays seated on the edge of the bed as he watches her pull up her stockings and put on a tight skirt. Then he stands up, takes her cup, and walks back into the kitchen. A day like today, a completely normal Thursday in November, she walks through the humid morning with quick steps to her office. She doesn't have to commute to work as her office is only 25 minutes from her home. As she navigates over puddles and piles of wet and rotten leaves, she thinks about the look in her husband's eyes when he was sitting on the edge of their bed earlier.